Now it is time for Tech Talk. Weekly visit with our tech expert, James Mason. Morning, James.
Hey, morning, Jack. How are you guys
doing? I'm doing all right, man. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I'm hanging in there, even though the weather is getting colder, and then every year I'm like, oh, I'm too far north. But
gets
still,
worse as you,
I'm here.
Gets worse as you get older, I'll tell you that, James. This morning,
I can imagine.
James is really, really very good at not, I don't want to say dumbing down, but just making some of this real complicated stuff less complicated for us. And this morning, I understand you're going to talk about media streaming devices.
Yeah, I'm just going to continue with the helping people out with what they're going to buy. And one of the big things, one of the big sellers this time of year is these media streaming devices. So like the Roku, the Chromecast, Amazon Fire Stick, or the Apple TV. Those are all the big ones, depending on what you use.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, in my house, we have Rokus, and they've always been fine, you know, and everything. But now, Rokus and all these other ones, they're starting to diversify a little bit and adding different options.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the interesting ones I see is the Amazon Fire TV Stick. There's two different types of streaming devices normally. One's a little stick that you put into the USB port on your TV, which, of course, you have to make sure your TV has a USB port before you buy one.
There you go.
But if your TV doesn't have a USB port, then these little streaming things are going to be harder to hook up and use, because then it becomes where you have to have some different hardware to do it. But if it has a USB port, then you're all set. And the little stick will stick right into the USB port on your TV, and you can start using it right away. The other, besides the stick, there is something, it usually has a little small cord on it, just an inch or two cord, and then it has a box. And, or, like with the Google Chromecast, this little circular thing, and it just kind of hangs there out of the USB port. And one's not better than the other, but usually if it's the stick or it's cheaper, the stick may not have as many features as the other one, because the other one has more hardware in it, so they can stick more into the bigger device. So it depends on what you're looking at buying. The difference is, like with the Amazon TV Fire Stick, is you're going to get all your regular apps, like you do your Netflix, Hulu, all that kind of thing. The Amazon difference is that Amazon has its own operating system that they use on their stick. And so they make it especially geared towards people who have Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
So if you have Amazon Prime, you're going to have all your content, which, you know, there's Amazon Music now included in Prime. There's all the videos, and it'll even show you, like, your recent orders and things like that through your TV. But the difference now is that you can get 4K TV. They advertise 4K through these, well, not really the sticks, because the sticks don't give enough, enough resolution normally in order to get 4K. Roku has a stick that does give 4K streaming. But the 4K thing on these is a little bit deceptive, because when people look for these different ones, you've got the Amazon, it has 4K. Apple TV is the new 4K. Chromecast Ultra is 4K compatible. So you'll go, when you're shopping, they'll say, oh, it's 4K and it's HDR10, or it's HDR compatible, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll say, oh, great, I've been looking for something that I can watch 4K on. The problem is that 4K over a wireless connection doesn't always work. So if you get 4K and you're streaming wirelessly in your house, and you've got kids on a computer, you got your wife or family on a tablet, and you're trying to stream a 4K movie, it's not going to work a lot of times. You have to have really good internet for it, because the bandwidth that you have that comes to your house, it just runs out. So they give you so much of the bandwidth, and then people, as it's being used, people take parts off of it. So they're taking parts off of the bandwidth, and you're being left with not enough to get real 4K resolution. So the you have to have a newer router also in order even just to attempt to get 4K. So that's the little gotcha thing about when they advertise these streaming devices is 4K is possible for sure over Wi-Fi, but it's not easy and it doesn't always happen.
There you go.
So you have to have newer devices, you have to have newer TVs and newer routers. I mean, you're just going down a rabbit hole, but it looks like the way they're forcing us anyway. And there's some really good deals out there already that I've seen. And the only one that I haven't seen that isn't on sale is the Apple TV one. But if you're part of the Apple universe, you're used to not really getting any good deals.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get what you pay for because the Apple TV 4K streaming device is really good, and it does a really good job with compressing the 4K signal, so you can actually get it easier over Wi-Fi. So I mean, you get what you pay for, but it is like twice as much as other things that you can buy that would give you the same thing.
And better if you're a single person, you don't have to compete with anybody else in the house.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, and if you're single, you should be buying all these toys. It's like if you don't have to spend your money on other people in your house, then my place would be filled with toys.
No doubt. Yeah, I have an electric train running through every room. What are you talking? You kidding me?
Yeah.
James Mason. Hey, James. Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.